This holiday season, what's in your growler? I realize as I ask this, you might be wondering, what the heck is a growler?
A growler is essentially an intermediary vessel that takes beer from the tap to wherever you'd like it to go.
That's my guest, Gene Brolé. He and Julie Foster know plenty about growlers and what local beer fans are filling them with this time of year. They own Tired Hands Brewing Company in Ardmore. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Julie, what's in your growler?
This season, I'm loving Alter. It's a Berliner Weiss that we brew with hibiscus, Madagascar vanilla, and cinnamon. And it's great because it's low alcohol, but it also has a palate that's appealing to a lot of people. So maybe someone who's drinking wine or a cocktail would actually be interested in a lower alcohol beer.
Gene, what's in yours?
I'm a sucker for our house pale ale, Hop Hands. We keep it on tap at all times, and I like to drink a lot of it during the holiday season.
Now, growlers are used to carry beer from the pub to your home. In the late 1800s, growlers were small, galvanized pails.
Yes, and the name growler comes from the gurgling sound that they would make against the metal. We love growlers because they're the most direct form of recycling. You're refilling the same container time after time. And it's also the freshest way to consume beer.
Yeah, so no sloshing around in a pail anymore. And some of these growlers are very decorative. They look like jugs or large bottles.
Growlers nowadays come in all forms and sizes and are made out of a number of materials. At Tired Hands, we focus on just two types of growlers, a half growler, which is 32 ounces, and a full growler, which is a half gallon, 64 fluid ounces, and those are the most common.
And there are even metal ones, right? I know you don't do the metal ones, but...
That's correct. There are stainless steel growlers available, and as a brewer, I love stainless steel intensely.
And I've heard that called the crowler.
Well, the crowler, yeah. The crowler is a large can that all you really have to do is purchase a seamer at your bar, your brewery, and you can fill cans to go just like a growler.
But it's a little wasteful.
It is a little, I would consider it to be a little wasteful simply because, as Julie stated, the beautiful thing about glass growlers as we sell them, or as most breweries sell them, is that it's beyond recycling, it's reusing, and I think that's a really wonderful notion.
Julie, why is beer a good choice over the holidays?
First and foremost, when people gather, you like to have a glass in your hand, and beer is something that you can, especially the beers that we brew, we try to focus on beers around 5% or lower. Some folks call those session ales. And it's nice because you can drink and enjoy yourself, but not become intoxicated and embarrass yourself, especially at office or family functions. And it's also really refreshing and a way to stay hydrated while you're indulging in perhaps salty or sweet foods.
Gene, what beers are best this time of year to buy at the brewery and drink at home over the holidays?
I personally prefer very dry, expressive beers. Dry beer has a way of sort of refreshing the palate in between bites, whether it's, you know, a roasted duck or cheese. We eat a lot of cheese during our holiday celebration, so a nice dry saison is my go-to.
And Gene, you're a brewer, so let's break it down a little bit. What are the elements of a great holiday beer?
Viewed through like a modern American lens, what has become a holiday beer is essentially a spiced beer. Generally speaking, during the holidays, brewers would bring out their best, you know, as a thank you to their guests, to their patrons. So,
well, tasting notes are a lot of fun to read at breweries and brew pubs, and they can really delight the senses before we even take a sip of beer. You guys brought an example. Why don't you read the notes that describe your beer called Hail Santa?
So Hail Santa is an IPA, 6.2%, brewed with oats. This is the only beer that the big man will drink during the holiday season. If you leave a growler out for him, you will get extra presents. Hail Santa. So we add a sense of levity to the experience.
Well, and also in this description, it talks about the beer having hints of bright grapefruit, clean malt, honeysuckle, lime, and dank pine. That's very poetic for beer.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about calories, Julie. Should we even care about beer calories or just enjoy the taste?
Oh, enjoy your beer, by all means. That's what it's for. It's an organoleptic experience, not a diet.
Well, you brought a couple of beers with you that I get to try, but I don't like to drink alone. So I brought in Intrepid Morning Edition producer Joe Hernandez for this part of the interview. Come on over here, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
So, Gene, what are we going to try?
Well, because we were talking about our holiday Berliner Weiss Alter, I figured we would start with that one.
Okay.
Sounds good, Joe?
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
Oh, you didn't break anything, did you?
No.
Just popped open the growler.
Pour some of this pretty pink liquid out for you.
Oh, I love that sound.
This beer is a Berliner Weiss, which is a German sour ale. Towards the tail end of the boil, we add a copious amount of hibiscus flour and cinnamon sticks. We condition it on a good amount of Madagascar vanilla beans. It has this beautiful perception of sweetness without being sweet.
Well, so. Let's try it, Joe.
It smells a little bit like a Bath and Body Works. but in a very good way.
A step up,
you
thanks.
So? All right, yeah. Cheers. Let's try this. Oh, it is really light and bright, yeah. Right on the tongue, almost a little sour.
A little bit champagne-y.
Yep, too, it should be decidedly tart. And as it warms up, you'll notice a little more of sort of a warming cinnamon waft coming out of it. But the vanilla is just sort of like this nice base tone throughout it. It sort of balances out the tartness.
Yeah, it balances out at the end of the tasting. Mm-hmm. That's really great. Yeah, I'll take two growlers of the altar, and I'm hoping Santa brings me a growler cozy. Jean Brolet and Julie Foster, they own Tired Hands Brewing Company in Ardmore. Thanks so much for stopping by, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.